Hello and welcome to your OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in the particle model unit, internal energy. Whether you're revising for your foundation or higher tier paper, this episode is going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam with confidence. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1. What is internal energy? Let's begin with the big question. What actually is internal energy? And I want you to think about this carefully because the definition OCR uses is very specific, and examiners will only award the mark if you use the right language. Internal energy is defined as the total kinetic energy and potential energy of all the particles, the atoms or molecules that make up a system. Let me say that again because this is a one-mark definition question that comes up regularly. Internal energy equals the total kinetic energy plus the potential energy of all the particles in a system. Now, why does this matter? Because everything in physics, heating, cooling, melting, boiling, can be explained by what's happening to this internal energy. When you heat something up, you're transferring energy into the system, and that energy goes somewhere. The key question examiners love to ask is, where does it go? And the answer depends on whether the substance is changing temperature or changing state. These are two completely different things, and confusing them is one of the most common mistakes candidates make. We'll come back to this in detail very shortly. Section 2, the particle model, kinetic and potential energy. Let's think about particles. Every substance is made of particles, atoms or molecules, and these particles are always moving. Even in a solid, they're vibrating. In a liquid, they're moving around each other. In a gas, they're zooming around freely. The kinetic energy of the particles is directly related to temperature. This is crucial. When the temperature of a substance increases, the particles are moving faster. They have more kinetic energy. When the temperature decreases, they slow down, less kinetic energy. But particles also have potential energy. This comes from the forces between them, the intermolecular forces. In a solid, particles are held tightly together in a regular lattice. The intermolecular forces are strong. In a liquid, particles are still close but can move past each other. In a gas, particles are far apart and the forces between them are very weak. When you supply energy to a substance and it changes state, say from solid to liquid, that energy doesn't increase the speed of the particles. Instead, it's used to overcome the intermolecular forces. The particles move further apart. Their potential energy increases, but their kinetic energy, and therefore the temperature, stays the same. This is the single most important distinction in this entire topic. Write it down. During a change of state, energy increases the potential energy of particles, not the kinetic energy. Temperature does not change. Section 3, specific heat capacity. Now let's talk about the maths. When a substance is heating up, not changing state, just getting hotter, we use the specific heat capacity equation. The equation is change in thermal energy equals mass multiplied by specific heat capacity multiplied by temperature change. In symbols, Q equals M times C times delta T, where Q is the change in thermal energy in joules, M is the mass in kilograms, C is the specific heat capacity in joules per kilogram per degree Celsius, and delta T is the temperature change in degrees Celsius. This equation is given on the OCR formula sheet, so you don't need to memorize it, but you absolutely must know how to use it correctly. Let me walk you through a typical exam question. Suppose you're asked, how much energy is needed to heat 2 kilograms of water from 20 degrees Celsius to 80 degrees Celsius? The specific heat capacity of water is 4,200 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. Step 1, identify your values. Mass is 2 kilograms. Specific heat capacity is 4,200. Temperature change is 80 minus 20, which equals 60 degrees Celsius. Step 2, substitute into the equation. Q equals 2 times 4,200 times 60. Step 3, calculate. 2 times 4,200 is 8,400. 8,400 times 60 is 504,000 joules. So the answer is 504,000 joules or 504 kilojoules. Now, and this is really important, the most common error candidates make in this type of question is using grams instead of kilograms. If the question gives you a mass of 500 grams, you must convert it to 0.5 kilograms before substituting. The specific heat capacity constant is always given in joules per kilogram, so your mass must be in kilograms. Getting this wrong leads to answers that are 1,000 times too large or too small, a catastrophic order of magnitude error. Section 4, specific latent heat. Now we move on to changes of state, and this is where specific latent heat comes in. The definition of specific latent heat is the energy required to change the state of 1 kilogram of a substance with no change in temperature. Again, that phrase with no change in temperature is absolutely critical. Examiners are looking for it. The equation is Q equals M times L, where Q is the energy in joules, M is the mass in kilograms, and L is the specific latent heat in joules per kilogram. There are two types of specific latent heat. The specific latent heat of fusion relates to melting and freezing, the change between solid and liquid. The specific latent heat of vaporization relates to boiling and condensing, the change between liquid and gas. The specific latent heat of vaporization is always larger than the specific latent heat of fusion for the same substance. This makes sense. You need more energy to completely separate particles into a gas than to just loosen them into a liquid. For water, the specific latent heat of fusion is 334,000 joules per kilogram, and the specific latent heat of vaporization is 2,260,000 joules per kilogram. You'll be given these values in the exam if you need them. Section 5, the heating curve. One of the most common question types in OCR papers is interpreting a heating curve, a graph of temperature against time as a substance is heated at a constant rate. Here's what you need to know about reading these graphs. When the line slopes upward, temperature is increasing. This means the kinetic energy of the particles is increasing. The substance is not changing state. When the line is flat, a horizontal section, temperature is constant. This means energy is being supplied, but it's not increasing the temperature. Instead, it's increasing the potential energy of the particles as they overcome intermolecular forces. This is a change of state, and the energy involved is the specific latent heat. My top tip for exam questions on heating curves. Before you write a single word of your answer, annotate the graph. Write KE increasing next to every sloped section and PE increasing state change next to every flat section. This takes 10 seconds and prevents you from making errors in your written response. The first flat section on a heating curve for water occurs at 0 degrees Celsius. This is melting, and the energy is the specific latent heat of fusion. The second flat section occurs at 100 degrees Celsius. This is boiling, and the energy is the specific latent heat of vaporization. Section 6, multi-stage calculations. Higher-tier candidates in particular need to be comfortable with multi-stage calculations, questions where a substance goes through both a temperature change and a state change. For example, calculate the total energy needed to convert 0.5 kilograms of ice at minus 10 degrees Celsius into water at 20 degrees Celsius. Specific heat capacity of ice is 2100 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. Specific latent heat of fusion of water is 334,000 joules per kilogram. Specific heat capacity of water is 4,200 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. This is a three-stage problem. You must never try to do this in one calculation. Stage 1, heat the ice from minus 10 to 0 degrees Celsius. Q equals 0.5 times 2100 times 10. That gives 10,500 joules. Stage 2, melt the ice at 0 degrees Celsius. Q equals 0.5 times 334,000. That gives 167,000 joules. Stage 3, heat the water from 0 to 20 degrees Celsius. Q equals 0.5 times 4,200 times 20. That gives 42,000 joules. Total energy equals 10,500 plus 167,000 plus 42,000, which equals 219,500 joules. The examiner's mark scheme will award a mark for each correct stage calculation and a final mark for the correct total. Even if you make an arithmetic error in one stage, you can still earn marks for the correct method in the other stages. So always show you're working clearly. Section 7, exam tips and common mistakes. Now let me give you the examiner's perspective on the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number 1, saying that kinetic energy increases during melting or boiling. This is wrong. During a change of state, kinetic energy stays constant. Temperature stays constant. it is the potential energy that increases as particles overcome intermolecular forces. If you write kinetic energy increases during melting, you will not earn the mark. Mistake number two, confusing specific heat capacity with specific latent heat. Remember, specific heat capacity is used when temperature changes. Specific latent heat is used when state changes. If you're not sure which to use, ask yourself, is the temperature changing? If yes, use C. If no, if it's a flat section on the graph, use L. Mistake number three, forgetting to convert units. Mass must be in kilograms. Temperature change must be in degrees Celsius or Kelvin, not a mix. Energy should be in joules unless the question asks for kilojoules. Mistake number four. In multi-stage calculations, trying to combine stages into one calculation. Don't do it. Always calculate each stage separately, then add the results. And one more tip. When a question says explain, you must use the word because or give a causal link. Don't just describe what happens, explain why it happens at the particle level. For example, don't just say the temperature stays constant during melting. Say, the temperature stays constant during melting because the energy supplied is used to overcome intermolecular forces, increasing the potential energy of the particles, rather than increasing their kinetic energy. Section 8, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. What is the definition of internal energy? Answer. The total kinetic energy and potential energy of all the particles in a system. Question 2. During melting, does the kinetic energy or potential energy of particles increase? Answer. Potential energy increases. Kinetic energy and temperature remain constant. Question 3. What equation do you use when a substance is changing temperature? Answer. Q equals M times C times delta T, the specific heat capacity equation. Question 4. What does the flat section of a heating curve represent? Answer. A change of state, where energy is increasing the potential energy of particles with no change in temperature. Question 5. If a question gives mass in grams, what must you do before substituting into the specific heat capacity equation? Answer. Convert to kilograms by dividing by 1,000. Question 6. What is the specific latent heat of vaporization? Answer. The energy required to change 1 kilogram of liquid into gas with no change in temperature. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread the relevant section. Section 9, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Internal energy is the total kinetic plus potential energy of all particles in a system. When a substance heats up without changing state, energy goes into kinetic energy, particles move faster, temperature rises, and you use Q equals MC delta T. When a substance changes state, energy goes into potential energy, particles overcome intermolecular forces, temperature stays constant, and you use Q equals ML. On a heating curve, sloped sections mean kinetic energy is increasing. Flat sections mean potential energy is increasing during a state change. For multi-stage calculations, always work through each stage separately and add the results. Always convert mass to kilograms. Always annotate graphs before answering. You've got this. Internal energy is one of those topics that rewards careful, precise language, and now you know exactly what the examiner is looking for. Good luck in your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.